Brews and Banter.
Hi, Frank.
What a fucking week, Roman.
Wow. Must have been, huh?
Yeah. I mean, they're all that way. When you get older and you kind of work past these adolescent and mid-20s years when you don't remember anything anyway because you're drunk the whole time, now you're kind of like, fuck, now you realize how bad your week really was.
It has been crazy. I mean, I barely made it on time today.
Yeah. Well, what's on time, really? I mean, we have all kinds of free time for everybody.
Beer's waiting for me.
For our people. Our people.
It's like, drinking.
Yeah. So let's drink this. Let's start off with this.
What are we drinking?
We've got the Eli Fish Brewing Company. It's a super crantastic sour ale brewed with cranberries, orange peel, and citra hops. Mm. I'm super excited for this one.
You don't get orange, just orange peel.
No. There's lots of pro. Did you break it?
The tab came off, but
you know what? I got a thing for this here. So actually, people don't know we're gonna have a guest on here in a little bit.
Yeah,
and it's Teabag Jeff, but he showed me the secret. So or this trick, he did it with a Sharpie. But take this and just rub it really quick up on the front of the tab.
Well, it's open. It's just
just poke it. Anyway, just poke it then. Well, that fucking ruined. Jeff was telling me the thing. No, use the other end.
No, he just saw that online.
He did see it online, and it worked. He did it in my office.
He did it?
Yeah. He came and visited me.
Guest Teabag Jeff.
But anyway, let's pour this thing.
All right, let's do it.
We got to get into these because...
We got these cool glasses.
I always get fucked up with sours. Yeah, sorry.
I love that Bencha started following us. They really make cool stuff.
Yeah, we have to look in some of those other things like the whiskey glasses.
Yeah, for sure. They got cool stuff. I'm going to be definitely ordering more.
Who's perfect here? Bitches. Yeah. You still got some in there?
A very little.
Yeah, so do I. But I always get thrown off because the sours don't have a lot of carbonation, but this one looks like it does.
It looks still more bubbles like last time.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Oh, these are beer clean.
I told you. So was mine.
My glass is cleaner than yours. I made it dirty on purpose.
Interesting smell at first, huh?
Ooh, daddy's in trouble. This is a good one.
The taste and the smell, it's like, doesn't match.
Yeah, they don't match. The taste is good. This is, I taste all of it. There's something in the
just delicious.
Sort of back end. I'm not really sure what that is, but this is, like you said, it doesn't really smell.
The hoppy flavor comes in the end.
Maybe that's a citra, but I didn't taste orange. Do you?
You get citra right at the beginning.
Yeah, it's good. Man, remember early on, we didn't really get into many sours at all.
I like this color.
It's like, it's bullet color.
Bullet just disappears.
Yeah, how would you describe this? It's a light amber or a bullet.
You know why we have a little bit left here? The whole thing didn't fit?
Because of the little spacer.
The bullet.
The little nub.
The nub is taking up space. Look how I'm going to pour this. Oh, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, daddy's in trouble because this is good.
This is good stuff.
So what else do you want to...
Well, let me read a little bit. They have a short paragraph here. Mm-hmm. Where are they from?
Batavia. New York.
Our story. The fine folks who settled in Genesee County were optimistic by nature. Life threw challenges at them, and they rose to each occasion. Always confident that the community's best days were ahead. They worked hard. But when they did manage to eke out a little leisure time, we suspected they enjoyed fine potables like the ones brewed by Mr. Eli Fish. Today, life throws very difficult challenges our way, but we still work hard and we still but we still treasure the time off we share with each other. That's why we continue Eli's good work, secure in the knowledge that Batavia's best days are yet to come. Mm-hmm. They serve food too.
That's a great
thing.
That's a great statement they have as far as, you know, work hard, you know, spend time with your family, that type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's good.
They have, they won some trophies and medals.
Did they go to the World Beer Cup thing?
I don't remember.
Is that called World Beer Cup?
World Beer Cup, yeah.
In Colorado, you said, right? Last time?
Well, it was in Nashville.
Okay. And then it's like Vegas.
This year is in Vegas.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, one of those days will be.
Yeah, it won't happen this year. We're on a budget.
Come on. We need more subscribers on Patreon.
Yeah, we're on a budget. And right now, the budget's currently zero.
Negative.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have some delicious food here, actually. They got burgers.
Is it food in-house or food truck? Because I don't care either way.
This looks like in-house. They got pizzas, but I don't know. Maybe it's trucks.
Yeah, we'll have to go there and visit.
Cajun crawfish, popcorn, shrimp Alfredo, southern chicken sandwich, Maddie's pizza of the week. This looks like in the kitchen.
There's a lot of breweries around, right? Around our area in Syracuse, but also just a ton. There's over 500. Like, I don't know for the life of this podcast, however long it lasts, if we'd even be able to ever visit them all. And certainly not with full-time jobs, you know? Otherwise, I'll just do like one a day. But we gotta make that work.
Well, no. 500 not around here. It's actually over.
No, it's five in New York State.
600, over 600 in New York State.
Right. So either way, we'll have beer, we'll travel.
That's right. But we do visit other breweries when we travel to different countries and states.
Yep.
Or when our ambassadors travel overseas.
Yes, we got some of those coming up too.
Yeah, we'll have our friend Carlos come over to our next podcast with friends and tell us about the trip, the breweries he visited. And
yeah, you see some of those videos on Instagram now.
We got some, he said he got us some beer from there.
Oh.
So that'll be perfect.
Wow, you brought it back.
Yeah.
Where is this? Puerto Rico?
That's a true ambassador.
Yeah.
B&B ambassador.
Yeah.
Yeah, Puerto Rico.
These free ambassadors are priceless.
Well, should we reach out to our caller and then find out?
You got to call our caller by his name.
You call him.
It's Teabag Joe. Like, what do you think? He's going to offend him?
No.
You ever see the fucking post he makes?
Well, you kind of got this this whole thing organized, so I didn't want to steal your thunder.
Well, we'll call Teabag Jeff right now. So
we got our caller on the phone. Introduce yourself.
Oh, it's Teabag Jeff.
Oh, hello, Jeff.
What's up, you freaking bumbling boobs?
Yeah, it's this is gonna go well already.
So Jeff, Frank told me that you wanted to reach out and bust our balls about something.
Let's educate us.
Roman.
Okay. Roman, yes.
I struggle because.
Oh, boy.
When I listen to your podcast, Frank is usually the idiot. But last week, when you were talking about genetics, I wanted to drive my truck into a tree.
The elephant tusks.
When you got talking about elephants.
Okay.
And do you realize you made a statement that said that the big elephants see the other ones getting shot, so they choose to grow their tusks smaller.
That is correct.
That's like Frank when he was in the high school locker room. When looked around, he would have grown a bigger winky. Genetics.
I must have poor eyesight. I didn't see.
I don't think Frank has seen enough big dicks to enter that evolution change and grow a bigger dick. So
that could be, but your statement was elephants see other ones getting shot, so they choose to grow.
That's correct.
That's not how genetics works there, buddy.
No, I didn't say genetics. I said
right, you didn't say genetics. That's the problem.
Yes, you did. Yes,
I said
he didn't. Okay,
I said the evolution of elephants realizing that other elephants are being killed due to the large tusks because of the demand by poachers. The elephants are beginning through evolution to grow shorter tusks, or some don't grow any tusks to be less desirable.
No, it's because of genetics, because the poachers are shooting the bigger ones, which are letting the inferior genetics breed, and it's causing the shorter tusks. But your statement was they're seeing it happen and
they're watching it,
choosing to grow shorter tusks. That has nothing to do with evolution. I wanted to drive my truck into a tree.
Well, I'm glad didn't. I'm glad you didn't, so we could have you on this call.
I don't know that I'm going to go that far yet.
And bust our balls about it. But it might have been what I said, but what I was thinking is the evolution of of elephants is happening due to the poachers killing elephants with larger tusks.
And they're lowering the genetics because the lower genetics are sticking around to do the breeding.
The inferior elephants with the smaller tusks.
Mm-hmm. But we've talked about that long enough. I want to talk about Frank now.
Okay.
Because he tries to say he's a Viking.
Yes. I believe 1%.
Yeah. Well, he eats baby carrots for lunch. Yesterday he had 12 baby carrots for lunch. And that was his lunch.
And a Hershey Kiss.
I don't think he ate the Hershey Kiss.
So
but
if
he even have ranch dressing, I mean, I don't, some kind of Viking that is eating a, you know, Ragnar would never have gone for that, Frank.
I was foraging for what I could, and I put two Hershey Kisses on each side of the baby carrot, and I called that carrot Jeff.
That's why you don't grow a bigger dick,
right? So, because I'm not, to be honest here, let's be truthful. The reason I don't have a bigger dick is because I haven't seen as much big dicks as you two have.
That's what I said.
They weren't your own.
Part of the evolution.
They weren't your own.
So, Jeff, if he was a true Viking, what should his meal be?
The Vikings, I actually looked it up today. They were very fish-based and high protein. Frank, you know about the protein.
I know all about the protein.
Well, yeah. I know it's your favorite thing.
Protein so mean. You guys are all fucked up, both of you guys.
Well, that's the fun part. And Jeff, how do you know all this?
How do I? Because, well, you know, I drink your bourbon research. And I know things.
That's a perfect t-shirt.
You ever watch Game of Thrones? The little guy.
Oh, I remember him saying that. Yeah. Did you ever watch House of Dragons?
It was the Tyrion, the little guy.
Yeah, I forget his name, but it's I know you're talking about
Tyrion Lannister, I think was his name.
I like when he opens the door to the shitter and his father's sitting on the toilet and he fucking shoots him with a crossbow.
Yeah, he kills him on the shitter.
Yeah.
I mean, what a way to go.
Jeff, do you ever watch House of the Dragon or something? House of Dragons?
It's supposed to be the second season. That's supposed to come out in like June or July.
Yeah, it's coming out this summer.
No, I think there's already two seasons, right?
No, next.
Not House of the Dragon.
Maybe they split one season. Is that how they do it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be like, I don't know, four offshoots from Game of Thrones that they were putting in the works.
That's fantastic. So I can't wait.
So, Jeff, most of your knowledge is coming from consumption of bourbon?
I prefer, well, I love beer, but as I've gotten older, I much prefer a bourbon because beer fills me up too quick so that I have more bourbons.
When you drink bourbon, you feel smarter, don't you?
Oh, I always feel smarter. and better looking.
It's like...
It gives you the confidence you need.
That's bourbon talking.
What was Jeff, what was the other podcast you listened to that you had problems with? Remember we said something? I mean, there's probably all of them. But like,
I can't remember, but it was one that... It was something you said something stupid, Frank.
No.
Yeah.
You had a problem with the math we did on that one.
With dog ears, but... It wound up that Roman was actually right.
No.
Yeah.
It was genetics with smaller tusks.
I was right.
No, it was Roman. Roman was right, and you just wouldn't listen because you're stubborn because you eat carrots for lunch.
That's the Viking part.
Okay, so, I mean, you are talking about Vikings, and I know they had to do these things, you know, to make themselves survive, but you haven't actually told Roman what orifice I put those baby carrots in.
It certainly wasn't oral.
They're like Jeff, ass chompers.
Jeff, how do you know the difference between Frank being hungry or horny? Depends where he sticks the carrot.
It depends on where he puts the carrots.
Jeff, I want you and everybody else to hear this. Roman, if you could have anybody stick their baby carrot anywhere in your body, who would it be?
Really?
Yep. Who would it be?
Are you using a you daddy?
No, you're going to use a you daddy.
You're using. I'm answering. Well,
Roman. Yes. I'm going to say. I'm going to give him your you daddy. You daddy.
What's your question?
Doesn't matter. Answer. I said, if you could let anybody stick their baby carrot in any orifice of yours, who would it be?
You, daddy.
That's fantastic, Frank.
Oh my gosh, people are gonna think we're fucked up.
We are
fucked up.
No. I don't know about you guys, but I am.
How many old fashions you got in now?
Five.
Oh, good for you.
Five old fashions?
Yeah, they're little baby glass. They're like Dixie cups.
I like old fashioned. What kind of whiskey are you using for that?
I got the Evan Williams Black.
I make mine with Buffalo Trace.
No, it's not Evan Williams Black. It's Evan Williams. Can't remember the year. It's an Evan Williams product.
They make good stuff.
That's great information. Thanks, Jeff. That was fucking very insightful.
Useless. That was quite useless.
Excuse me.
I don't have anything that I can say of use.
So Jeff, as a listener, I'm sure you hear me burp all the time.
All the time. If you'd switch to bourbon and get rid of the beer, you wouldn't burp as much.
That is correct.
Yeah, then we have to change the bourbon and banter.
I'm in.
No, it'll be booze and banter.
Right.
I'm all the way in.
So
that's what she said.
What is your preferred beer?
I like
Bud Light.
My all time favorite is Killian's Irish Red.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a malt liquor, right?
I don't know if I've had that.
It's a red. It's a red. That's my favorite. I'm not a huge IPA guy, but I do like. I love the Kolsch's, like the ruby red Kolsch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with grapefruit.
Yeah, big fan.
Yep.
You like lagers?
I like lagers. Yep.
We're drinking a super fantastic sour by Eli Fish today.
Very nice. Very nice.
So everybody's out there listening to us, because this is, you know, for the world, and you know, maybe there's 10 people going to hear it. But hypothetically, Jeff, if there was a Brews and Banter challenge coin hidden somewhere in the U.S., do you have any hints on where that could be?
There might be one at a large brewery in the Midwest, maybe based somewhere around Missouri.
And there's a potential floor you could recommend as well, right?
It could be on the third floor.
Is this something I should know?
I thought I told you this. Maybe I didn't.
This is my first time hearing this.
I hit a Brews and Banner challenge coin in the
brewery.
The Budweiser brewery.
You just gave it up, Jeff. What the fuck, man? Well, your genetics suck.
They're still going to have to look for it.
Your genetics blow me. All right, so there's a wooden Brews and Banter challenge coin hidden on the third floor of the Budweiser brewery.
Okay.
Somewhere. So if someone finds it,
we owe them a beer.
That would be a big prize.
Prize. I think more than a beer.
I think Frank should get my handy.
Wish it.
How about I pour beer on my handsy? I'll get my date drunk.
we'll have to think about what
we'll negotiate. If someone finds it, we'll negotiate.
What we do is we have them on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have them call in.
It'll be like, multifaceted. There'll be like many awards.
And they can tell us the challenges they went through to find the challenge coin, and tell us more about themselves as well.
Yeah, we'll do that. But it doesn't count you and your family, Jeff.
I don't remember.
You guys can't fucking find it and call back in.
I don't remember how Jeff got Teabag Jeff title.
All the bullshit he puts about us on Good Pods. He's always complaining about us. So he was a teabag recipient of the week, remember?
A couple weeks ago, I called you Bumbling Boobs. And I typically, if you look back at the things, I'm typically bitching about something Frank said. Because he pretends he's knowledgeable, but I think once he drinks a beer, it's gone.
I don't pretend. It is just not true.
Well, if he was...
I think Frank's favorite phrase on the podcast is, I don't know.
I thought it was going to be fuck you, Roman.
It's one and the same. Yeah, I do say that. I'm like, I don't know, but what about this? And we talk about something. Like, It just turns into a snowball effect of bullshit.
My favorite phrase by Frank is, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's and, okay. And I use that a lot.
I'm gonna start using this phrase. Fuck you both.
Yes, make sure you're around the right people.
Well, it doesn't matter. It'll cover two people. And if it's one person, if they got schizophrenia. I heard a joke the other day. What is the joke? It said, I was in college and I dated a girl. So it's not really, yes, I was in college and I dated a girl. She had a wandering eye, but I had to break up with her because she was always looking at other men or something like that.
She was always seeing someone on the side.
Yeah, she was seeing on the side. That's right, right.
She's always seeing somebody on the side.
I'm part of some thing on Facebook where there's like these British people or maybe they're Australian with these jokes. I first saw them in New Orleans.
There's this group of guys and girls from Australia that's hard to understand.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, so I'm just agreeing with you. I'm just giving
you people made it more sound details. Like, no, the ones I listen to are from Australia, Frank. Yours are from Australia. Mine are from Australia.
You said British, Australia, I don't know. So I'm just confirming what you said. Yes.
Roman, you ever notice Frank just wants to fight with you when you agree?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if people knew at the end of each podcast, he gives me a reach around to apologize.
I mean, I don't understand how you travel with him without throwing him out of the airplane.
Oh, because, no, I mean, love it. He always wants to sit next to me.
He can pick a fight in a phone booth.
Roman doesn't tell you that reach around is really weird because we're facing each other.
That makes sense. You guys got to be chest to chest.
We have to because he's got short arms.
Chesticles.
So Jeff, do you have a joke you want to tell us?
Oh, you gotta have jokes.
I don't have any right now. I don't have one.
You got a ton of dad jokes though. Normally.
Normally?
Yeah.
We like dad jokes.
The problem is I tell all the dad jokes to Frank, and then he uses them on the podcast.
We don't have a podcast. We have a podcast, but not a podcast. Just to clarify.
It depends if Frank is on the pad or not.
Yeah, the maxi podcast. We could have that. Like we could hawk maxi pads.
You can.
Frank, you know, I drove by a prison the other day and saw a midget lowering himself down the wall on a rope. I thought to myself, oh, that's a little condescending.
What a dick.
That's whiskey at work.
Yeah. Bourbon at its finest right there.
Jeff, do you know the difference between whiskey and bourbon?
Whiskey and bourbon is in a charred oak barrel. And it's 51% grain.
And does it have to be out of Kentucky?
Say yes.
It does not have to be out of Kentucky because there's some out of Tennessee.
Hmm. So you're talking about whiskey and bourbon?
But yeah. I think the bourbon, the big connector on that is that it has to be at least 51% grain.
I've read where the only time you label whiskey as bourbon if it's made out of Kentucky.
Oh, that very well could be.
Jeff? He just asked you that.
Because other countries and states make whiskey, but none of them ever label it as bourbon.
I just drink it.
You can call it shit water.
The only time you'll see it says bourbon on the bottle if it's made out of Kentucky.
Very well could be.
How about Pennsylvania?
Oh, Pennsylvania stump jumpers.
Like southern Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania.
You can pencil. You can tuck your pencil in.
All right.
All right, Jeff. You gonna boss any one of us again, or we're gonna just let you go for now till you can build up more material?
You got any shit you want to talk? Because I'll rebut it.
No, I think I'm ready to go, and I can till I get a bigger head of steam. I'm gonna start making notes of all the dumb shit you two say.
Well, I hope you have big enough notepad there. I do want to say thank you for being our listener, our follower, and thank you for not driving your truck into the tree.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah. We appreciate it.
I don't think you appreciate that.
I appreciate you being our good pods.
And next time Frank sees you, he will feed you baby carrots.
What kind of psychopath eats 12 baby carrots for lunch with no ranch dressing, no dip, no nothing? Just carrots.
What happens?
12 baby carrots.
So if
what
I had
kind of Viking is that?
If I had 10 or 14, then I'd be okay. Like, 10, why do you keep saying 12?
10 would have been okay. I can't believe you did 12.
No, I'm such an asshole.
Who does that?
Today he had 6.
Yeah, you're right. That's all that was left in the bag.
I mean, who brings... I mean, stop and buy a bag of chips for Christ's sake. What kind of Viking are you? Freaking baby carrots.
You know what? We originally said you're teabag Jeff because of the whatever we said before, but now I'm actually going to fucking teabag you.
That's all you'll see past the little carrot.
Right. I'm going to teabag you with my carrot stick.
I just don't understand it, Frank. The Ragnar from Vikings is going to come back and revoke your Viking 1%.
Oh, he's going to give me the Blood Eagle, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, he's going to give you the Blood Eagle. Yep.
Yeah. You know what that is, Roman?
No, what is it?
They fucking cut you down your spine, and they fold your fucking ribs.
Oh.
So they look like wings.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. It was like a ceremony.
Tie you to a tree and rip you open and make you see it.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah, that's
that's intense.
Perfect. This is like a Christmas card.
I don't know if he'll be able to get his boat out here. I mean, he'll have to fit through the channels.
Well, hey, Frank, what was that joke you said the other day about intense? Roman just said intense.
Yeah, you know, it's so you what did you guys say? You said oh no, that's really intense. I'm like, "Oh, that's where Arabs fuck." Intense.
Roman just said that's intense.
That's where Arabs fuck. Intense.
Jeff, thank you so much for calling in. It's nice meeting you over the audio, maybe someday in person.
Now we got to set up. I got to come in and I'll drink beer with you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We'll like to have you because it's going to be intense.
You guys have a fantastic night.
All right. You too. Enjoy your whiskey or bourbon.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye. All right. Bye.
Take care of your balls.
All right. Bye.
Well, that was an interesting call from Teabag Jeff.
He's got some insight for sure.
I like that he thinks I'm the smart one.
He's funnier. That's why. He's funnier than fuck, and that's evidence of it. I don't know. I mean, when he talks about genetics, he can tell that... You're not the smart one. I mean, I was listening to that podcast because I was there next to you. I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll go with that. I don't know if they're seeing it and they're like, no. Okay.
I don't know exact words what I said, but I said, what I meant is that the evolution of elephants are changing their tusk sizes due to the poachers.
But I remember what had happened.
And that's what it said. I looked it up on the article, and this article is out of... like an African research website or something like that. African Wildlife Foundation.
Okay. But is
decades of poaching and overhunting of large tusks elephants may be leading to generations of elephants with smaller tusks or no tusk at all.
Right, but I remember this conversation we're having. You're like, I'm like, well, how do they know? And you're like, well, I think the bigger tusks are seeing the other people, the other tusks. And so, but like Jeff is saying, like, it's like a deer. Like you get a big buck that's got this huge rack on it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people want to shoot it, or like they're shooting that thing. So that leaves a smaller, less fortunate big rack, genetically inferior animals to reproduce. So, and it'll come back. It may take however many generations it does, 100 years, 1,000 years, million years, I don't know, but, you know.
But through evolution, things change and adapt mm-hmm. to the environment. So.
Yeah, maybe they'll grow like little machine guns. Like,
like plants change through evolution. Like there were insects that would eat certain plants and that plant would.
Right.
Change how it grows,
some sort of defense or something.
How it looks, and it creates a defense against those bugs or insects. So do animals. I think they evolve through evolution period, you know, process to defend themselves, and it's a survival. It's like humans. We, you know, did we eat raw meat before, and then we just not live long, get sick, and die, and then we discovered fire, and who knows? Some person was like, let me cook this meat.
Well, and that's it. I mean, you know, like it's over millions of years, so we're never going to see it. Like it doesn't just happen like overnight.
No, but
like piranha fish.
Right,
they eat like meat.
Right,
like why wouldn't they eat fucking plankton and other sort of fucking algae or plant bullshit that's more prevalent, you know, in their waters? But maybe at some point they will. But how do they become meat eating, and how are all the other ones not? I mean, like sharks and shit like that. I get that, but you know.
But I mean that when I read the article, that was my understanding is due to poachers killing elephants with large tusks caused that evolution period, even though it's a short evolution period. But elephants started to grow smaller tusks or no tusks.
This smart stuff makes my brain hurt.
Okay.
So can we open this next beer?
Let's open to the next.
What this is actually a pint glass. You know, not a pint glass. It's a pint of beer.
So it says point. Is that 0.9 ounces? What is it? Oh, 0.9 liter?
0.9. So, yeah, one pint, 0.9 liters or 500 milliliters. Mm-hmm. But this is going to be a manly beer because we need a knife to open this.
Ooh.
If I cut myself on camera.
I have a knife. Let's see. Can we operate a knife on camera?
I don't know. Why not? But I don't know. What's on there? A cap or a cork?
It looks like a wax over, not a cork. It's like a beer cap.
What's that liquor that does that? Where they dip it in there?
Wax.
No, no. What is the kind of liquor, you fuck? It's a brand. Like, it's a name. Like, not Crown and not Jack, but like Maker's Mark.
Oh, yeah. I didn't understand what you were saying.
I don't understand what I'm saying. I throw shit out hoping that people can, like, I'm like Jeopardy. Or no, like Wheel of Fortune.
Hoping
like
people would just fill in the blanks.
Yeah, parts of the shit are there, and you guys just got to guess what the answer is.
Like, what do you mean you're not thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, like, you know, sounds like, oh, what was that?
It's wax.
Is that the way this is supposed to happen, or is it like a pull tab?
I popped the cherry.
Yeah. But that doesn't seem like this should be the way it's done.
Do you have a bottle opener? Because I don't think this is twist stuff.
We had a bottle opener. I don't know where it went.
Past tense. It's okay. I'll use a knife.
No, we got many of them. We got the booby opener, and we got the one you got me from St. Lucia.
Okay.
You need all that?
But I'll just use the knife.
Oh, it's going to break. Because you couldn't open the fucking beer with a fucking simple pull tab.
I love knives, man. They're just such a good...
Universal?
Yeah.
That's a good job, Roman.
I can survive in the woods with just a knife.
I'm very proud of you, because I would have been banging that thing on the fucking table after...
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't have patience.
I'm sure you would be.
I don't have any patience. But so we had the Eli Fish Crantastic.
We don't want to rate that.
In our bullet glasses. That's a sour. So that's SPB. That is P+. I don't know, because I don't know what the best one we had is yet, right? Because it's shitty perfect best, SPB. Stinky pussy beer.
I'm going to give that one best.
I don't, well, so I'll give it best.
You can have multiple
best. Yeah, that's right. I'll give it best.
I'm going to give it best.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's the best we've ever had.
Or are you fucking copying me, Frank, remember you were bitching about that?
Because I pretend I'm you with a small pee-pee.
Listen, it's a carrot. Listen.
Baby carrot. That is Roman's beard.
You hear that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's stop fucking That's around and enjoy this beer. Yeah. Is this a sour?
Oh, no. 6% something.
Oh, you know what? I think I pulled up this beer on their website.
Oh, I could tell right now it's not a sour.
How do you know? Because the color?
Well, because you're pouring it like fucking Frank. This, for the record, everybody look. Roman poured that fucker. Right there. Man, you gonna pour it quicker? Yours is even worse. Man.
It's the glass.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, I'm pouring it like backwards.
What does that mean, backwards? It's a round fucking glass, man.
The way I'm holding the bottle.
Let me have some more beer. That is pretty cool, right?
That's static.
Yeah, because we heard it.
It's beer.
Wait, is mine doing it? Yeah, yours is more fucking bubbly.
Do you have enough?
I will have enough once I pour the rest of this.
Oh, there's enough there.
Oh, thanks. That's All like right. a fucking drop.
You're welcome.
Thanks for sharing, Roman.
Well, here, you want
to... No, fucking, I don't touch your shit. This is a 100%.
Well, Frank's being a baby over there. I'll read it. The name of this beer is Love is Overtaking Me. Aw. Is that a message from you?
Happy Valentine's Day.
We're past Valentine's.
It's next year. It's for next
Actually,
year.
Isn't it the International Women's Day?
Yeah. So good.
Happy International Women's Day.
International Women's Day to you.
Love is Overtaking Me is a beautiful marriage.
So
that's what it says.
Before you finish, let me. I've that's not. What,
that's what she said.
Yeah, yeah. It's always usually first. Like before go ahead, before go you ahead. Finish, let me finish.
I will finish. Go ahead.
But this is a barrel fermented Brettanomyces ale. Mm. I don't know what that word is. Brettanomyces. Brettanomyces.
Brettanomyces ale.
Yeah. So that's what it is.
That's what you said. Is a beautiful marriage of bread fermentation, oak, an assertive dose of some of our favorite Pacific Northwest hops. So that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested in this. It looks like a little hazy with
Kingston
a side of
Kingston Brewing Company. Standard.
But the head goes away quick too, which is very similar to marriage. We didn't cheers.
Cheers.
At all. We didn't cheers the first one.
We didn't? I thought we did.
No, we didn't.
I think we did. Let's see. Do they have food? Oh, they have food at the brewery.
This is very interesting.
Mostly pizza.
Do we have to come up with a new scale for this?
And oysters. Oh, they have oysters.
I'm all about the clams.
You're all about the clam?
Yeah.
Trying to find more about the brewery.
But what do we got to grade this on, Roman? It's an ale, so it says ale in it, so we'll call it a beer. I'm just not familiar with this word, but I'm very interested in it.
The smell of this beer is like, it's very citrusy.
Barrel fermented. I like it. It tastes like it's got a little clove flavor in it. Maybe.
This one's like a little grape. This one's more gassy.
Maybe grape. Gassy?
Carbonation on this is
high. It goes away. Let me see if I can read this.
Let's see.
This says it's Brettanomyces, whatever that is. A wild yeast, apparently, because that says it right here on the label. A wild yeast known for its production of tangy flavors, a blend of New World hop varieties and Sauvignon Blanc. So I said grape. Mm-hmm. That must be it. I'm good at this game. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oak barrels are all brought together in the fermentation or fermentive experiment of our Brettanomyces series. Okay, so...
Is that all?
No.
Is there more?
There's more. Every batch highlights the unique way this strain of yeast reacts with each 225-liter barrel. add to, I think this is add, right? Add to this. I mean, it's not my first time reading. I just don't have glasses on.
So. I was when you were going to finish, I was going to give you applause and say how prouder I am of you.
It's very tiny that writing. Like, why do they do this?
Without your glasses.
There's a lot of space here. Like, they got more room. They could make this bigger. Like,
it's not my first time reading.
Just add like two font numbers. Like, if it's an 8, give it a 10. You know, all right. So it is. Thank you for sticking with me, everybody. So we're doing something with this, and we add that, and then highlights the way this strain of yeast reacts with each 220-liter barrel. Add to this a generous helping of late kettle and dry hops, and you've got a beautifully nuanced three-way,
yeah, buddy,
three-way marriage again. I don't know if maybe this should have been in like...
Is this a Mormon beer?
Yeah, I was going to say. What is it, Idaho or Iowa? Where's Mormons?
Utah.
Yeah, that's right. No, Utah.
No, Utah.
But this is painful. Sorry, guys. Three-way marriage of fruit, aroma, acidity, and subtle funk. Okay.
Oh!
Bonus points. I can't even get into this right now. Everybody's going to love this. But bonus points for you, Roman. Listen to this last line. Artwork by Dana McClure.
Oh.
They give credit. How about that?
Nice. See, this is what I was talking
about.
I know.
See, they listen to you. They probably what never did it before until you said something.
Artwork by Dana McClure.
It's like I said that.
You did. I'm just repeating.
No, they never did that until you mentioned it last week.
See,
yeah, that's cool, though.
That's cool. More breweries should do that. Please do that.
And bigger font. Let's get some bigger font here.
Oh, there's only so much room in here.
Oh, you got a whole fucking bottle.
Then it won't be a pint. It would be a full liter.
No, you can leave the beer the amount and just put the bigger, more labels on it. Yeah, fucking put more bigger labels on it. All right. So speaking of the beer, we talked about the... I can't remember what beer it was, but the one with the World War II, the kiss photo.
It was the Valentine's Day beer by Warhorse, I think.
Okay, yeah. So we had a story about that this week, and that was because it's a famous photo from 1945. I think the day after
Japanese surrender.
Yeah, It was taken on August 14th, 1945, the day after the Japanese surrender. But the woman captured in the photograph, Greta Friedman, was working as a dental assistant at the time when sailor George Mendonça grabbed and kissed her. But I think someone somewhere wanted to remove the photo, probably like a liberal or someone like that wanted to remove the photo from wherever it currently was and or is. So it was the Department of Veteran Affairs has walked back a memo that banned the iconic VJ Day in Times Square photograph. So it was Times Square. The VA Secretary Dennis McDonough announced the reversal of the memo on X only hours after it began circulating online. So they wanted to remove it.
Who wanted to remove it?
This person. I don't know if they tell me who the person was.
Who is this person?
I don't know if they tell me who the person was. I'm looking for the person to see if I know who the person was, and I'll tell you who the person was once I find out who the person was.
And honestly, who gives a fuck who the person is? Why does this person have a say whether the picture is going to stay?
Exactly.
Fuck off.
How do you appease people?
What the fuck?
I can't remember. I don't know. Again, this is small font, too. I can't fucking do this.
That's right. Regardless, it doesn't matter who the fuck this person is.
But it's going to stay.
It's going to stay. Yeah. If it robs you the wrong way.
Yeah.
Go pound salt or something.
Go rub another way. So what do you think about this, though? This smells like a sour.
Yeah, and it's like a floral taste at the end.
So, yeah, like a fruity, but right. I said it had like a grape thing, but that's it's some sort of wine-ish beer. Like,
yeah.
Not like you whining, like wine, like drink. You know, but I like it because it's like interesting. I never had it before.
So it's not a sour. Mm. It's an L.
Mm-hmm. It's like beer wine.
I don't know what I
or wine beer. This. I like. I could taste exactly like now. It. Reading that, what's that noise? I can taste now exactly what, like I get a little bit of flavor of the wine in there, but well, whatever. I like it. It's unique. We're not done with this, but we could pre-grade.
The color is interesting.
Yeah, because it looks like a hazy IPA or something, or it could be a sour if you're looking at it.
I'm going to add a 0.5 on top of what I was originally going to grade it because they added an artist.
Because they credited the artwork, yeah. All right.
So I'm going to give this. Hold on.
You taste the wine? I'm going to tell you.
A little bit. At the front.
Don't grade it yet. I want to try some. I read this in my
okay.
Cicerone studies. Plug your nose and then drink it. Mm-hmm. And then let go of your nose because it's supposed to like accentuate all the mouthfeel and the smell and the flavor and everything.
It doesn't get interfered by the smell?
Just do it, Roman.
Okay. I feel like you're fucking with me.
No. This is serious. Yeah, I don't fuck around. Yeah. No.
I don't fuck around.
I would never do that on this podcast. But no, this is serious. That's what they say to do because like okay. It's supposed to be a way to like, and then put it in your, and then drink it and then before you swallow it, let go of your nose.
Oh, before I swallow, yeah. Let go. So like keep it in your mouth for a little yep. bit.
Well, not even a little bit. Just do it because you can't smell it now. Now let go of your nose. Is there any different flavor or smell or anything like that? Like because you wouldn't like because part of this is you're smelling the beer as you're drinking. Yeah. It. You know, but if you don't smell,
I don't think it changed the smell. I mean,
I think the flavor is a little more intense when I do that.
I think the taste is the same to me.
It could be. I mean, it's probably not the same for everybody.
Yeah.
But there is like, that's what some people do. I mean, I guess it doesn't look high society to pinch your nose and do it unless you put your pinky out. Like, you know any grape upon?
I do feel. I do taste a little bit of the wine flavor at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Then it's like citrusy and then floral taste at the end.
When you're talking about floral, are you talking about fruity?
No, like a flower.
I don't know. It's different for everybody.
But that could be, maybe that could be the was it Pacific?
Hops?
Hops.
Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, Pacific Northwest.
So there's probably Citra. I mean, I don't know.
Excuse me.
There's all kinds of fucking hops, right?
Yeah, so. A lot of hops. So my score would be 4.5.
With the half point?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
I'm at like a... Man, that doesn't really happen to me, so... Apparently beer wine makes me burp. I'm going to be at like a 3.5, I think.
3.5?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know that it's bad. I'm not used to this. Mm-hmm. So.
Oof.
Yeah. Oh, man. I think the paint's coming off the walls on that one. Light a match.
That hit me hard.
Light a match. I see your beard curling. My Is my beard longer than yours?
I trimmed it.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't know how much longer I want to have this, guys.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
I forgot how you look without it.
Yeah, but it makes me look like I'm a fucking 100.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
That's what everybody else says. You see me every day. Like when I wake up next to you, my beard's like covering your face and shit. All right, 3.5 for me.
4.
I'm good with it. It's a good flavor. It's unique, but it's not. I don't know what to think of this. We got to try more beers in that place, though.
And if anybody's wondering if they missed our last episode, they look at the glass. This is from Ben Shutt.
Mm-hmm. And they have a ton of stuff. They have whiskey glasses. I saw one, you know, this is a bullet, but I saw one with a socket for like a mechanic or someone who likes to wrench on cars.
I saw one with like an axe.
They had an axe hanging out?
Yeah.
Axe. Is it a handle?
Yeah.
Like you could use it?
Well, obviously you can't use it because it's molded into the glass. But it's like
no, not use the axe to cut. I'm talking about use the axe as a handle. The fuck? I mean, how big would this axe be? Like, you could cut like a steak with it? Like, I don't mean like go chop wood like a fucking lumberjack. The fuck, man? I meant, can you use the axe as a handle? I mean, did you really think I meant gold cut wood with it? Jesus. Maybe toothpicks. My God. Boy, this is tough crowd here.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, boy. Boy, God.
There was also one with an anchor. You can't use that anchor.
No, it's not going to hold your boat. No.
Yeah, they have a lot. They have like a hockey puck, golf ball.
A hockey puck? How the fuck you fit that in here?
That's a smaller size. Just the same way as the axe.
Like a mini puck? Oh, yeah, I guess so. Right.
Yeah, tons. They showed like a workshop where they had some people visit the company, and they set them up at the stations where they use torches to melt the glass, and, mm-hmm. and they, you put different types of...
Yeah, it's really... Because these are not like... They're in here. Like,
oh, no, it's not coming
out. I wonder if they put an adhesive, some sort of... you know, I got like, what's it called? Flux? When you solder?
Yeah.
Or something like that. I wonder if they put something on there that makes the glass stick to the object you're molding it to.
Maybe. Or it could also be the glass is so soft. Maybe it's sticky. Have you ever done like glass blowing?
No. I don't do any blowing.
That's not what Jeff said.
Yeah. That's teabag.
So I've done glass blowing at Corning Glass Museum. Mm-hmm. And
that is a pretty cool process.
The glass is actually, when it's molted, it's sticky.
Yeah, it looks like taffy.
Yeah, so it could be just held by molten glass, just molded around it.
So
sorry to interrupt. We thought that this bullet was fake.
I was going to say the same thing. That's cool, got it.
Yeah. Ben Schott reached out to us when they listened to the short in our episode. They actually said this is a real bullet made by...
Oh, if you don't know it, I know it.
Go ahead. I forgot.
Lehigh Defense. I'm good at this game. Yeah, so, but that's a huge bullet.
Yeah.
Like even out of a 223 or 556, you're not getting this, right?
It looks like half of this bullet is inside the shell.
Right, but when you fire off, mm-hmm. you know, 223, 556, it's only half of that.
Did they say what round this is?
No. But I mean that's a big round.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't.
Or it's a long round, I suppose, right?
I mean, half of this, I'm assuming, like where this ridges would be inside the shell. But anyways, it is a real bullet.
But cool. These guys make good shit, really. So
go check them out, benshot.com.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else? We got Rome, anything?
You said you mentioned you wanted to bring something up regarding current events.
Yeah, but I'm out of beer. I can't bring shit up without a beer.
Podcast cannot continue without a beer. Okay, well, you want to pause and grab another beer?
Yeah, I do.
Wow, that's going to be number three.
It's like pound round without the pound round.
It was one of those weeks, huh? All right, refill on the beer, number three.
Number three, and this is not a pound round.
No.
This is like we're setting a record, I think.
This is just a stressful week.
Yeah. Well, it's just nice to unwind. You know, everybody's safe. Everything's taken care of. Shit's paid for. Yeah. You know, like it's nice to be able to...
We took care of all the people that needed help.
Yeah, we...
And...
We entertained Teabag Jeff so that he can go back to his padded cell.
I think he's getting shit-faced.
Yes. So this next beer is a Strong Rope. It's from Strong Rope Brewery. Percy Pale Lager, which is kind of, look at it, it's got like a knight on it.
Yeah. Looks like an Excalibur.
Yeah.
Excalibur.
An Excalibur, an Excalibur.
Excalibur.
4.5% ABV.
So it's like a knight theme.
So Strong Rope, we had some of their beers, I think, in the 24 beers of holiday cheer.
Oh, we did?
Through
what was it?
Drink NY Craft.
Was it the dragon one?
Oh, I don't know. There's 24 fucking beers. How am I going to remember?
You're smart.
By the way, some people do remember that. I'm like, holy fuck, how do you know? How do you remember?
You remember Instagram names really well.
So they name their beers after Instagram names, I'll remember. So,
just picture at in front of it.
Got it.
So Strong Rope Brewery is out of Brooklyn, New York. They established in 2015, showcasing New York ingredients. Strong Rope Brewery proudly brews and serves handcrafted ales and lagers. We look to explore the capabilities of our regional malt and hops while working directly with our farming partners and the land. As a New York State farm brewery, we strive to create beers with intention and care and give our ales and lagers a true sense of place. Strong Road Brewery is owned and operated by husband and wife team.
Oh,
so would that be
woman-owned? Yeah.
And happy International Women's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Sahler.
How do you spell that?
S-A-H-L-E-R.
Probably Sahler, yeah.
Sahler.
Yeah.
And Christina Quintero, Quintero.
Yeah.
As a family-run business, we support other local producers by serving New York State wine, cider, and spirits. Visit us at our Brooklyn location in Red Hooks and Gowanus and seasonally in the Adirondacks.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Maybe sometimes there.
Wait, so what is that? It's not in New York City, but they have a place in the Adirondacks?
I don't know what that means. Maybe they make a trip out here.
Because the Adirondacks are closer for us than New York City.
Yeah.
It's like not really by much, but.
Well, it's like 5 hours. Adirondacks is like 5 hours away from New York City.
Well, I mean, from us. Because I'm saying how far is the Adirondacks from us?
From us, it's like an hour.
Oh, I thought it was far. I thought it was like 2.5 or something like that. You ever go to North Pole, New York?
Yeah, I've been. I mean, that's further up.
Oh, yeah, that's
like
far.
Old Forge is in Adirondacks.
Yeah, I don't know where they are, but.
So that's, I mean, they're in Brooklyn, so.
Oh, it's far for them, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm saying it's like 5 hours
but
for them.
I don't know, what do they have up there? Do they have another tap room, or do they just kind of visit?
Maybe they're collaborating with another, either brewery or
maybe instead of like food truck, they have
tap room.
Beer truck.
You know, and then just have their stuff up there.
That's a thing.
That's cool.
They have beer trucks.
Beer trucks?
Yeah, they have food trucks, they have beer trucks.
Interesting.
Well, when we were at the, what is that thing we go to in March that we're going to go to this, the Friday, the Brewers Festival, New York State Brewers
New
Festival?
New York State, at the State Fair?
Yeah. Remember Southern Tier had the taps on the side
yes,
of the van?
Yes, yes, I remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Huh, cool. Well,
so we'll be there. Come see us, people.
Let's open this.
Yeah. Hang on.
Oh, yeah, what's the date for that?
I'm going to give the listeners and watchers the sound experience of.
That's a good sound.
That was good.
That was good.
So it's in March, right? For the...
it is in March, yes.
The festival we're talking about. We're going to go... We're going to go on a Friday. It is Brew Fest. It's Friday, so it's Friday, and it's Friday the March 22nd and Saturday the 23rd. So I guess the 23rd is the busier one,
mm-hmm.
Where there's more brewers, but it's there's a lot more people and maybe a little harder to get around.
Mm-hmm.
The Friday is the one we went to last year. It's like the VIP type one. There's also awards given out on that Friday,
mm-hmm.
but it's easier to meet and kind of mingle with.
Not as packed. And,
yep.
Yeah. So. Yep. Come see us on Friday. We'll be there.
So, and then about one year ago, at this time is when SPB was coined.
That's right.
That's where we heard the phrase SPB.
By our friends that we met at the brewery, at that brewery.
That are going to be guests here at some point. Like,
yeah,
maybe when we do an outdoor thing, like if we can get an outdoor thing set up,
mm-hmm.
we'll make some room, but whatever.
Or with the setup, maybe we can try with the setup.
Yeah, well, they have to sit on each other's lap, but that's okay.
That's enough room for both of them.
Yeah, I don't want them touching me, though. It's kind of weird. They're going to straddle this thing.
They can touch me.
I know. Again. All right, so let's pour this. This is...
I poured it. I was just waiting for you.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Fuck, man.
No, thank you.
I make love, man. This is a good color. Look at that thing.
That is a good color.
It's a perfect head because it's,
we need
what,
to do
it's what I'm known for now.
We need to do a recording of our pour in like slow motion, with some like dramatic music in the background, and just cinematic video.
I think we can.
Yeah,
we've got the other thing coming up. You talked about with the where we're going to mirror. We're not going to mimic or imitate. We're going to mirror 10 Instagram followers.
That's right. I'm waiting for one more to reply back to confirm that
you already reached out permission. To them.
Yeah. And then we'll have five, and then we'll have other five recommended shows by our followers.
So how's that going to work again? Are those people going to, does everybody just throw out a name and we count how many?
Everybody's going to throw out names. We're going to go check out those accounts. And
what if there's like a bunch of people say me?
That's fine.
No, not me, like me. Like I'm talking about the accounts.
It.
Like
I get it.
You can't imitate a Frank. You can. Just be really stupid and fucking stutter.
That's fine. And if they give us permission, that's fine.
Yeah.
We'll look at their account first to see what is it we're going to... well, it's not imitate. You said it's...
I said mirror. Like mirror. Like looking in a mirror. Like, oh, hi.
Well...
I'm in a mirror.
Yeah, but we called it...
I don't want to imitate.
No, you said...
imitate, duplicate, replicate, fornicate.
No, not fornicate.
You would remember that one.
Parody.
Okay, yeah, right.
We're doing a parody.
Yep. But we'll figure that out, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get back to that.
So what do we got for this beer?
It's good. Cheers.
Oh, yes, we should do that, Roman.
Ding.
Take two. You don't do tings enough. I like this.
I like this.
I like it.
Different, very different from the other two. Like the other two were close to each other.
I mean, we say we like a lot of beers and we do. Like we're honestly going to give people honest truth. If we don't like it, you'll know. But for me, I don't know. And I won't know right now, but I don't know if I like this beer so much now because it tastes like it does or if it tastes like it does after the first two we had.
Yeah, the first two were close. First one was sour. The second one wasn't sour, but was very close to that.
But you got this already thing in your mouth and, like, you know, taste buds and, you know, tickling the ivories of your taste buds. And then you got this. It's just, I think we actually did a pretty good job if this tastes good because it was in addition to the other two we had. I don't know if that's the case, but that's what I'm going.
I like how it worked out in that order because those two tastes were close to each other.
Yeah.
Even though one was sour, the other one was what, Al?
Yeah, this is Al. But this has got a little... So you're going to read about this, right?
I just read.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I read about...
Can you see what the IUBs are or whatever you call them? I call them IBUs. You call them something else.
Well... I don't know if they
would you
they
call it? Would you mess up?
I don't know. I fucked up. I'm sure Jeff will point it out at some point.
So yeah, because I think this is bitter. I taste bitterness with this.
Bitterness.
So we just want to search Percy Pale Lager IBU. And I need to use this iPad more, so I don't have to fucking struggle with these small fonts on my phone.
Well, see if you can find the beer.
You got this whole fucking TV over there.
I went on beer, but it's not giving me a list of beers.
Okay, just like everything else, I'll fucking carry us here.
But they are 100% New York malt, 100% New York hops, and 100% New York beer.
Yeah, was this a farm brewery also?
Yeah, they do work close with the local farmers.
Boy, that's a good one. So let me see if I can get the...
Oh, here you go. You asked about Adirondack's location. It says, located at Blue Mountain Lake at...
Oh, I went camping there.
At Potter's Resort. The tap room features three signature beers on tap. Cans, bottles to go, local spirits, wine, cider, sodas... and snacks. Stay for a pint or bring a taste of New York back to your campsite or camp.
Yeah, so, you know, honestly, I got like most people call it a mini chubby, but for me, it's a full chubby. But so Enchanted Forest, I think, is near there. But I've been camping at Blue Mountain Lake. I didn't know this was there, so we need to do that.
Okay.
It'd be tent camping, though. Intense. So this says Percy's Lager, right?
Mm-hmm.
Percy Pale Lager, but this says Percy's Lager, and this is not the same thing because it's not the same company. So we got to do a Percy Pale Lager.
Made with 100% New York ingredients, brewed and packaged by Five Borough Brewing Company for Strong Road Brewery in Brooklyn, New York.
It's just so great that there's people that are downstate and then, you know, 100% upstate. Mm-hmm. Like complete, like 180, you know. I can't find this because the one I'm looking at is not right.
Yeah, I couldn't find this one on their website either.
That's fine. It tastes bitter to me, but I don't mind it. I'm just saying, that's what we're getting as far as the other two. So
it does have more bitterness than the other ones.
I think, and maybe we're completely wrong and fucked up, but.
I agree with you.
I did use a You Daddy earlier. That was a good one. Yeah. I didn't plan on that. I don't plan on these things, you know.
Yeah.
So
it would have been impressive.
So now there's two.
You have one left.
No. I got two left.
You did one when you won. You used one that day.
Mm-hmm. And then I used one after New Orleans because I said I should have used it in New Orleans.
You have two left.
That's right. Yes. Is it only that's it? Just two strokes and it's fucking done?
That's it. two pump chump.
Yeah. See, I like this. So again, bent shot. You got this. Look at it. It's like a little fucking grippy.
There you go. You know, a little grippy for you. Mm. I'm sure that's something you're used to it too.
You ever try to drink? You ever try to drink beer like a dog? Like try to go.
No, I've never have.
I don't know how dogs do it.
I don't know if that's a Cicerone thing.
I don't know dogs use fucking straws.
Skip it.
So what else we got to talk about? So we got
you talked about that photo that wanted to be removed, but it's not going to be.
Yeah, that won't
be. And then you mentioned something about
I mentioned shrinkflation.
Yeah, shrinkflation.
So this is a bit of a political mess here. So Biden's talking about, you know, shrinkflation because he's like the ice cream president, mm-hmm. or president ice cream, whatever you want to call him. He just loves ice cream and mm-hmm. I don't know if he really does or not. It looks like he's putting it on so like he can be known as the guy. Like I don't fucking know. Like he's just, didn't other presidents like M&M's and someone else like something, whatever. Yeah. I'd be the beef president. The beef
gross beef.
Or gross beef.
Gross beef.
No, I'd be like the steak or beer president or meat and potatoes president.
Do you think when he hears an ice cream truck, he turns around?
I don't think he really knows what the fuck he's doing half the time.
Yeah.
I mean, he did do good at this.
Well, I'm just wondering if he likes ice cream so much, which is fine. I mean, you know, if that's what you like. Oh, do you think like the sound of an ice cream truck catches his attention?
I think it would, but I don't think he's getting it in the White House. There's no ice cream trucks fucking pulling up.
But if he was somewhere else and the ice cream was to drive by, do you think he'd go like, oh, where's
no, I know what they use it for. They probably use it to get him to go places because he's wandering aimlessly around the White House. So they play ice cream truck music. Like when he's got to be in the press room, like whatever the ice cream, and he fucking, I got a conference to give you. I got a meeting.
Well, don't they give him the reading cards?
Yeah, he's got a reading cards. I mean, I don't want to pick on someone for being old, but and I'm not picking on him, but I'm like, he is. I just don't know how other countries respect us right now.
I'm not trying to pick at him. I mean, I am making fun of him. But I've said this before. Let this guy enjoy the rest of his life with his family. I mean, stop torturing him.
Well, what do we look like to other countries?
At this point, I don't even think that he's making any decisions. Yeah. All he does is just whatever he's being told to do. Yeah. He's like a puppet now, you know?
I think he's got handlers.
The guy's on drugs, burnout, like... I feel bad for him.
But to be completely honest, for me, if I was president, I would want to surround myself with a cabinet that are the best at what they do. And, you know, I'd want your advice. I'd take it, and then I got to make a decision.
Yeah, but the cabinet respects you.
Well, right. But I'm saying even if that's the case for him now, if he's got a great cabinet, I think someone else is still making a decision.
Oh, I'm sure. I don't think he's competent enough to make decisions.
Yeah. So
I don't even think he remembers... You know, what he said at the speech or meetings he had.
And I actually feel bad.
That poor guy.
And I don't know that Trump's any better as a candidate. I mean,
he's the only one who hasn't really aged as out of all the presidents in the last 15, 20 years. Like each president, if you go and see the photos before they were presidents.
Oh, Trump, you mean?
At the end of their term, they're all significantly aged.
Yep.
Where Trump didn't. Age much.
That's right.
Maybe because of all the ginger features he has, but
Ginger is an anti-aging.
Ginger features, yeah, yeah.
If you eat a teaspoon of ginger a day. But yeah, I know Biden, is. You could see a cognitive decline in the last couple of years. And maybe Trump, I don't really know, but he seems to be very well aware of numbers and things. I think his delivery is a bit fucking abrupt, and it's really obnoxious to a lot of people.
Yeah, I think
Trump, and I think that's what the turnoff. If he wasn't that way, I think he'd be a shoo-in and no one have a problem with him.
I think if Trump had better speech and deliveries and more,
well, his people skills are a little fucked.
Yeah, a little more. Excuse me. Politically inclined, is that a thing? He's more of like. When he starts to talk about things, it's as if he's just making shit up as he goes.
I don't believe that. I don't believe he's making up.
I'm saying like his speech, like the preparedness of the speech, you know, like I don't even know the examples. But like that Soleimani guy that they killed, right? Mm-hmm. Under his speech. Yeah. Actually, I have something to mention about that. Mm-hmm. It's fucked up. But anyways, he was like, we went in, we killed him, and they did a great job.
The best people in the world.
Yeah. It's just like, that's not a speech. Right. That's not when you stand up in front of your country. That's not the speech. But maybe because he sounds like an average person.
Yeah. People, I think that's part of the appeal.
Respect that. But
I mean, but he does anyways. Have all these lawsuits, all these things. I don't, if he is guilty of what he's being accused of or been convicted of as far as how he's treated women. I don't agree with that, but I don't know that it's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, politically motivated shit going on here. So, but he is a bit abrupt. I mean, he's not polished. And again, that's part of the appeal. But he may come off, or he does come off a little bullyish to a lot of people. So, like, when you're, you know, always picking up people and calling them names, like, oh, okay. I mean, who am I? He's the fucking president. I mean, so.
Well, that's his personality. He's been that way. Throughout his career.
He was elected that way.
Throughout his entertainment too. Like if you watched Apprentice, he's like that.
But Biden is just a fragile person at this point. And I don't know what four more years would bring. And I felt much safer living and I felt much better financially when Trump was president.
I think the acknowledgement of Trump's accomplishments, positive accomplishments for the country, is not acknowledged due to a strong dislike of him.
That's right.
As a person. But in reality, if you look at the status of the country, things that have been done, it wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. It's just because of the dislike of him. It's just not acknowledged.
You know what really frosts my balls is that fucking spokesperson that, I think her name's Karine, but Jean-Pierre
or something like
that. Yeah, like she just lies all the time. And lies, and she's like I was talking to my wife, I'm like, how can this happen? And like, I get pretty animated things like, my wife doesn't sometimes want to sit next to me during games because I'm like, whoa, no, you got through it. I'm upset. Like, I don't mean to get that way, but I'm like, no. Same thing with this. Like, I'm like, holy fuck, that's a straight up lie.
Yeah.
How are you talking to people that are gonna then be broadcast to the world, and you're saying this and you believe yourself?
I don't know how she sleeps at night.
I don't get that at all. Like, there is just lies.
I wonder how much pressure she's under, because do you remember the time when she posted something on behalf of Biden, like as if it's Biden posting?
No.
Or the White House posting, but she accidentally posted on her private page.
Oh.
And they're like, you fucked up.
Yeah, that is bad news.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say that Jill Biden is the one making the calls now.
No, I don't think so.
Well, you know, so it did happen. I apologize. I don't know who the president was, like maybe Truman or someone. Mm-hmm. They had a heart attack or a stroke or something, and like, for a period of time, no one saw them, but their wife was the one that was running the country during that time. It's like a known fact.
And maybe that time.
Right.
Now, I don't think that would.
Well, someone's doing it, and I don't believe it's him.
If it's already ran by others other than Biden, I don't think they would give his wife
I don't
those kind of privileges.
And to be clear, I don't know that things are going to be much better with Trump than they are now, but I don't think, and I 100% believe, it can't be any worse.
No.
The border is a fucking mess.
If I like how Biden went on and said that Republicans will not let him secure the border. I'm like, you fucked up.
Well, and he's calling them illegals. He's calling people illegals. Like, I mean, I don't get illegal. Into labels for names. Like, I don't care. That doesn't bother me.
They are illegal immigrants. I mean, if they entered the country illegally, you're here illegally.
Yeah.
You know, I have to recommend a podcast interview to listen to. So I know some people don't like Joe Rogan. I don't know why, but I like listening to Joe Rogan because he gives people a great platform to really sit there for 2-3 hours.
I don't have that kind of time.
And have a discussion where you hear bits and parts of thoughts and conversations and goals of politicians or other famous people or writers or artists or doctors and scientists. But on his platform, they can come in where he's got millions of viewers and listeners.
Hundreds of millions. Yeah.
And tens, I think.
Probably and hundreds of tens of thousands of millions.
More than CNN, I'll tell you that much. Yeah. And he gives them the platform where you can be yourself. Right. It's unbiased. It's just honest interview. And I'm amazed how smart Joe Rogan is, like how much he knows, how much he reads and researches. But I'm grateful that he allows that he has that platform, and he plays a very important role, I think, in our society, just like Elon Musk did when he bought Twitter and exposed all the control that was done through that social media, Twitter. I think he played a big role exposing the corruption.
I do respect what he allows on X, mm-hmm. as far as there doesn't seem, or at least the people that I interact with, there doesn't seem to be much fake news or inaccurate stuff. Like,
there could be fake news. I mean, we don't know.
But it doesn't seem to me.
A lot. Social media is a large platform for other countries to attack and manipulate, especially a younger generation, into chaos, into, you know, driving them into a direction that could cause disruption among coworkers, among the people who live within the country, the family, you know, arguments. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
If you, I don't know if I mentioned this on one of the podcasts, but out of like 13 or 20, I don't remember the number, Christian
mingle.
No, Christian like pages on say Facebook, for example. 90% of them are fake.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You know, like there's a lot of bots. There's a lot of like
attacks. The bots. I don't understand why they can't get
a lot of attacks from Russia, from China, right. And especially around elections season, people are getting manipulated, and with the AI's technology, easily can fool people. That's why I always say, please be careful what you see and hear on social media. I teach my son this. I always tell him, ask questions.
Yeah.
Don't just fall for what you hear. Ask questions. Ask why.
If it doesn't make sense, you know? It's probably because it's not.
And if you hear people repeating things you see online, it's because that's all they're doing. They're just repeating because it benefits their view.
Yep.
You know, it's like if it works, if it satisfies my view, I will believe it.
Right. Right,
whether it's false or not.
And there's predators doing that.
So you are blind to it.
Yeah, I make it on our socials that we have for this business,
yeah.
Brews and Banner, I make it my goal. I mean, it's not 100% because you just can't keep up with it, but like I see these bots, like, you know, someone likes a comment of ours on X, and then, or they follow you, and I click on them to follow back, and it's like some half naked girl who's got like four posts, but she's following like 4,000 people. Like,
it's
delete block. Yeah. Like, I'm just trying to get rid of that stuff.
Yep.
Same thing with Instagram. All these places, I'm trying to do it. I think we're doing a good job, but
yeah, it's a never ending battle.
I hate bots.
Yeah, but where I was going with this is, even if you don't like Joe Rogan, but listen to this interview. He had Riley Gaines.
Yeah, the woman's advocate for
she's
the men trying to get into women's sports.
This is a perfect time to bring it up to
you. She's really great.
International Women's Day.
She's really great, yeah.
She's a professional swimmer.
She was, I think.
Who still is.
I thought she was in college, right?
Yeah.
And but she graduated?
I mean, she was a professional. She's just no longer.
Use your words.
Participates. Sounds
like, right. So, yeah, I don't know if there's professional swimming other than Olympics after college. I don't know if there is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I mean,
she is
a professional swimmer.
Yep.
So, and she is an advocate and a voice for women for Title IX,
mm-hmm.
which was...
We talked about this before, yep.
Yes, both to protect women and women's sports and participation of men who are transitioning to women to go in and... Just destroy these girls' dreams.
It's infiltrating. They're infiltrating. They don't fucking belong there. Yeah.
I really think they just need to create a new section, like you know,
transgender Olympics or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
if you're transitioning from men to be a woman, we're gonna have a sport for you in that category.
Yep.
Just to be fair,
mm-hmm.
we're not dismissing that. You know, you want to be a woman, that's how you feel, that you feel like you were born in the wrong body or whatever you're going through. But it will be unfair to take the hard work and accomplishments that these women have gone through.
Agreed.
The training.
No.
If you listen to this interview, it's very interesting.
So, do you have something from Joe Rogan? Do you have the interview name or the number or something? Or?
Yeah, if you just go on Joe Rogan and
is there an episode number?
Yeah, episode number 2115, and her name is Riley Gaines.
Yeah, now I've listened to a bunch of her things and she put a couple people in place on some committees that were
good.
That were questioning her, and she's saying something back, and then people are trying to shut her down. Like she's very very intelligent, and she knows what she's doing.
Yeah. I think people are just fed up with it.
Yeah,
it's just not fair.
But I mean, the people that are fed up with it is got to be the majority.
I think they are.
It's got to be the majority. But the people that are controlling what happens are the minority in power. So you got the majority of people that don't want it, but you got someone else making the decision to allow it to happen that are the minority.
Well, that's why we have to. Go through and just put those people out of power.
I can tell you with 100% certainty, I do not want my daughter in college with a man transitioning to be a woman as her roommate.
Yeah, that's
not, and
she said the guy who was in the transition that went on was walking around naked.
Right.
In the locker room with them.
Yeah.
And at the time... He was still dating a girl.
Yeah, but what? Fuck
come
off.
On.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not taking that away from you. If you want to be a woman, be a woman. But you cannot participate in women's sports if you were not biologically born as a woman.
Right.
If you can go through the transition.
There's two genders. There's two fucking genders.
If you can go through the transition and be 100% transitioned to be a woman with Is woman's X chromosome or Y? I forgot which one it is. But if down to the molecular level, you are transitioned. You got the vagina. You can have kids. You can breastfeed.
First of all, you're not going to be a man that's going to have kids as a woman.
No. I'm saying if you fully transition to that level, where your strength, your bone density, your hormones, everything can become down to that level. then you can...
So what you're describing right now is impossible.
It's impossible.
Yeah, because...
In the future, I don't know.
I feel bad. Well, it won't be our future. We'll be gone.
No, for sure.
Someone else's problem. I really feel bad for women now. I mean, I know we're talking about International Women's Day, and it's not related to that. But I feel bad for women that they have to go through this. Because how many women can go do this in a male sport?
They try.
But you won't be competitive.
They try. They failed.
Right. So I feel bad because it's just not right. It's just not... First, it...
Here's another fucked up
thing. I need a bag to breathe into.
She said that in a 200-meter stroke challenge they did, her and this other guy who was competing with her were tied to the millisecond.
Yep, yep, yep. I heard this.
They were tied.
And they offered him the medal?
They went backstage,
yep.
And the guy who was in charge of the committee or awarding the trophies, he said, I'm sorry, but we're going to give it to him.
Yeah.
Yep. Why?
Well, they said I think she was going to get one also. But, well, no, but he's the one that's going to be able to stand and get it. And they were supposed to mail it to her, and she never got it.
Yeah, he said that. He said, I'm sorry, but they told me for the photos and interviews, he's the one who's going to be with the trophy.
Fuck off. Fuck you.
Can you? I mean, like,
fuck her.
That's crazy. That is,
and she's not being mean or malicious. She's just not. Very factual. And this is the way it is. And like, I respect that.
I don't get it. But anyway, I just want to recommend that interview is amazing. You got to listen to it. He's got a lot of interesting guests that you just have to listen to.
Well, I would hope at some point we could get there. I mean, because we have those same thoughts. I mean, I agree. He's got a talent. I mean, I'm not saying that we're his talent. But when you're famous or popular, you get to get famous and popular people.
Yeah. I mean, of course, over
I watched him with Fear Factor. He was a fucking little guy. Mm. Fucking 25 years ago doing Fear Factor on TV.
He had hair.
Yeah. so did you.
I used to have hair.
Yeah.
But you wanted to say, you mentioned about the
shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation. There you go. Sorry. We went into a tangent.
We'll get into it quickly. But basically, it was, Biden's talking about how, I mean, he did the Super Bowl commercial. You know, all these bags of chips, all the shit's getting. Well, he mentioned bags of chips are the same size with less chips in them, but other things. And I noticed this years ago, and I was telling my wife about it. Like,
I don't think I saw that.
Yeah. Oh, did you watch Super Bowl?
I watched Super Bowl. I don't
know. He was there because he didn't talk before the Super Bowl like most presidents do. But everything you're buying now, like is small. Like I specifically talk about these pork rolls you can buy. They were prepackaged. Mm-hmm. Like, you ever see these things that are marinated?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but they used to be, like this. Now they're like this, mm-hmm. same price or even more.
Mm-hmm.
That's shrinkflation. Like, they're fucking shrinking it, but charging you more or the same price.
Yep.
And that's why he's talking about ice cream. The, President Ice Cream is fucking complaining that his ice cream is shrinking. I don't fucking know. But basically, it's all about that. And I can't get into all of this because there's a lot of stats here. But... Basically, there's data that proves that he talks about shrinkflation, but it's there are corporate, big corporations that can show the numbers that things have shrunk, and they've charged the same price, but their margin is still much lower. So, it's not.
I believe that.
But it's because of these policies we're dealing with. Like, it's not because people are just ripping us off. It's what they're dealing with, like the companies.
What you just described with shrinkflation, I believe 100%.
I mean, you get it when it's cold out.
I shrink and then I inflate. Right,
right. You shrink and then you try deflation.
But... Absolutely. I mean, if you make potato chips and you're a publicly traded company, so you got to deliver to shareholders, right? Mm-hmm. They need to make money in order to stay to hold the shares. So if there's an issue with the market and you need to make up those numbers, you're going to go from 10-ounce bag to 9-ounce bag. Now, to an average consumer, they can't tell the difference in 1 ounce. But when you're mass producing this in millions,
yes,
the 1 ounce saving.
Well, if it 1 million bags, that's 1 million ounces, right?
Yeah. So that saving tips that scale so that the shareholders can see the income growing. So if you continue to show the growth in income for shareholders, they will continue to invest in the company. And I think that goes with not just a quantity of something, but a quality as well. So they might start, say, for example, we're big supporters of US-made product, right? And I can't fucking find US-made head shaver.
Right.
God damn it.
Yeah. I'll do it.
One day I'll find it.
I've been made in the U.S. I'll shave your head.
I tell you what.
I'll do it for you.
If there is a U.S.-made head shaver, not U.S.-based company, but you make these shavers in the U.S., please reach out. I will buy it from you. Because right now you're missing out on – I will spend $200 and go buy Braun shaver for my head. As opposed to your fucking cheap Chinese garbage, which I bought three and they're all fucking identical.
Yeah. Now it's just a ball shaver for you, right?
Exactly. So if you support a company that because they're based out of US, they make them in US and the quality is great,
right?
They build up this following, this loyal customers. Now you're selling millions of them. Well, you're now a publicly traded company. And the shareholders need to make more money. So to keep them satisfied, you decide, well, I will no longer buy these blades for it from US. I'm going to outsource them, take that saving, pass it on to my shareholders to keep them happy and keep investing into the... It always comes down to money. Political decisions influenced by money.
Yeah.
Companies that play along with whatever is current, influenced by money. It always, 90% of the time, things are influenced by money.
I mean, our close circle, you know, you and I, and I believe, I mean, it's our close circle is very large. I mean, we've got a lot of people that we know and friends with. But there is a lot of people that would pay more for U.S. stuff, over Chinese stuff, because the U.S. is, I mean, China is in it for money, like you say, and they want to use their fucking, cheap child labor, whatever the fuck it's going to be, and they want to just make a dollar, get the fuck out, you know. But the U.S., it's going to cost more, but you're getting higher quality shit.
Yeah.
You know, so you pay a little more, but it may last you 10 times longer.
My other beef is with buying Chinese made stuff is we are sending money to a country that is fighting us.
Right.
I don't understand that.
Right.
I don't understand why would we send
money. Because it all comes down to money again.
Exactly. Right? But why would you send money to the country that wants to destroy?
I mean, some things are unavoidable. I get it. But
But you got to start. You got to start transitioning. Because the more things made in U.S. will create more U.S. jobs, will circulate more money in U.S., and I'll tell you, credit card companies want this not to happen.
Right.
Because more people will rather they would rather have people make less money so they can take credit.
Right.
If they can't take credit, because if you make a good living, why do you need a credit card?
Well, the U.S. has now got a higher credit card debt ratio than they did previously.
I worked for a credit card company.
Yeah.
And I know the struggle that people are going through. But it's because they're not making enough money. They need to come up with the money somehow. They open their credit card to pay their bills and things like that.
Right.
And then they fall in.
And they end up paying more because of fucking finance charges.
But if you have jobs here, you make stuff here, you employ people here, you pay them good salaries, and that money circulates within our country, people can afford things. People will make good living. People will be able to pay their bills and not have to open up credit
cards. And this
cards.
Is where the immigrant problem comes in. Because they let them in illegally. And these major companies now employ them off the books. However they fucking do it, I don't fucking know. But they're less wages than U.S. legal U.S. citizens make. So they're getting higher profits and they're paying these people less salary. And then they're sending their money back to their fucking home country. It's not getting spent here.
Yes, I remember reading an article where I forget.
And you're talking about tens of 10-15 million people.
Oh yeah, it was I think somewhere in the range of like $23 billion a year sent overseas by people who have come from other countries right. to work here so they can send the money back.
Well, I know when we went on a cruise, they tell you about these things. We went to Mexico, and Mexico's biggest generator of revenue for the country was people. It was flip-flopping between that and tobacco, but it was people working in the U.S. sending money back to Mexico. Like, your largest revenue is from people working outside your country. How fucked up is that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then I saw this thing from Elon Musk. Most Americans are still unaware that the census counts all people, mm-hmm. including illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. So that decides how many House seats each state gets. This results in Democratic states getting roughly 20 more House seats, which is another strong incentive for them not to deport illegals.
It's interesting.
But people don't recognize this.
Interesting you bring this up because I made a note to talk about this. But through Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA for some yeah. people, was found that Biden's administration has been secretly flying hundreds of thousands oh, yeah. of illegal immigrants into at least 43 different cities. Border Patrol is refusing to disclose the cities because they are worried it will cause national security vulnerability.
And here's the issue I have with that. Like, first of all, there's a lot of issues. But I'm going to tell people, you know, you and I both are for what makes America safe, great, everybody happy. I get all this. But you say this, it was 320,000 people that they brought over, but the Biden administration admitted to it. So if someone wants to come and say, no, that's wrong, that's wrong, they admitted to doing this.
Yeah, this is how true.
You just fucking broke the law.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not making this shit up.
Right.
This was
they acquired. Admitted to doing it. Like, they said we did this.
Through FOIA.
What the fuck?
This was acquired. And the fact that they were trying to hide it.
Yep.
Why isn't this in court? Why isn't this prosecuted? Why isn't people who were in charge of this put on trial and punished for this?
And I welcome, and it's not my decision, but I welcome anybody that wants to come here. Anybody that wants to come to the U.S., do it legally. That's it.
I'm an immigrant.
Yeah.
I came here.
Oh, fuck. Everybody except Roman. Everybody here can be legally. You know, everybody except you.
Get rid of this guy.
Yeah. No, but it just makes sense. Like, I don't get it.
And actually, Riley, who was on Joe Rogan's
Riley
show.
Riley Gaines, yeah.
Her husband is an immigrant as well.
Yep.
Who has been in this country and still does not have a green card. But we're going...
Why doesn't he need a green card if he's married?
You still have to acquire a green card, apply for a citizen. There's still a process.
You became a citizen.
It's not automatic, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I know someone else.
Otherwise, everybody would do
that. One of our listeners, Phil, did that. He just became a citizen recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's still a process. I mean, it took myself and my family a long time to go yeah. through the process and become a citizen. We came through not through as immigrants, but through sponsorship.
Right.
So like my mom's side of the family, they came as immigrants. But myself with my siblings and my family, we came under sponsorship. So
yeah.
like a family sponsored us to come in. We went through all the right channels. We did everything we're supposed to do. The time it took, the money we had to spend, the whole process.
So let me ask you this. If there's these unsavory people that come in through the border, murderers, rapists, druggists, whatever, if they become legal citizens, are they able to sponsor other family members to come in? Or do you have to be a natural born U.S. citizen to be able to sponsor a family?
I don't know
that either. I just
I don't know that. Yeah. I know the family that sponsored us were from
right
born in the United
yep,
States.
Yep. I don't, I'm not in that world, so I don't know. Yeah. But either way, it's fucked up. The whole thing's fucked up, and there's got to be some sort of fix for that. Democrat or Republican, wherever the fuck it is, just fix the fucking problem.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't understand why. Why do we have to be the world police? Why do we have to care about... not so much care, I'm sorry.
It's but all fucking money.
I understand. I get it. And I mentioned this earlier. You know, political decisions, I think, are based off of financial benefits. And if there is an explanation, why are we doing all this? Why are we in such eager of like destroying what has been built over years?
They want voters. They want voters.
Forget your political side.
That's it. Yeah.
Forget it, because what you're doing, what you're sacrificing for your political power is a destruction of your people and the country.
And I don't we're not going to have proof of this. I don't fucking know. But I've got to believe that all these billions of dollars we send overseas, let's just say the Ukraine, there's never an accounting of where this is going, right? But how do I know Zelensky's not saying, hey, look, we got 65 billion. You guys all get 60, I get 5. Or you take 55 billion Ukraine people, military, mm-hmm. I'll take another 5 billion and I'll throw 5 billion back to Biden. I don't fucking know.
I don't remember which article I read or podcast I listened to. I just remember coming across this information recently. But the amount of money that was sent overseas,
staggering,
would have repaired or built all new homes for victims of the Maui fire.
All right, right.
Would have solved homelessness problem completely, yep, in the United States. Would have helped depressed neighborhoods, neighborhoods with like lower, right, lower income, yep, where the crime rates are higher. Would have fixed that. And would have been money left over for us to invest into, well, no, I'm sorry, Flint water problems would have,
yeah,
been
fixed. Yeah, Flint, Michigan, yeah.
Would have been fixed by now, which if you don't have clean drinking water in this country.
It's a lifeline.
That's a problem. Yep. That's a problem. You cannot survive without water for a week.
Right.
And what money would have been left over for more into research, invest in law enforcement training, better training, so we can eliminate those kind of issues like we had with, what's his name?
What'd you say the problem was?
The police brutality with black communities.
George Floyd?
George Floyd, yeah. Thank you. So we can avoid those kind of issues. And the money would have been left over. Yeah. Like, that's what we need to concentrate on.
But that's not what our government wants.
Take care of the people within your country to make us stronger so that we can then help the other countries.
But they can fix that right away because all we do is fucking print money. Just print the money. But and that's what they're doing. Like, I don't agree with that's the way to solve it, but that is a way to solve it, and that's what they're doing. Like,
yeah, but by printing money, mm-hmm, you're devaluing
the dollar. Yeah.
The dollar.
Anyway.
Well, not to go too far into this, but let's just thank everybody.
Can we grade this first?
I will grade this beer. This is good. Uh-huh. This is really good. I'm going to give this 4.
I'm going to give it 3.75. I was thinking about it for a while.
I'm going to give this 4.
Yep. I think we really nailed it.
I like that they are, they work with local farmers.
But we need to... we need to go visit these places if they have a location in the Adirondacks. Mm-hmm. But I think we nailed it with drinking this after the other two. Yes. I think it would be good without it, but it really,
I think in between, cool, would have fucked things,
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
No, all for right, sure. An incidental positive outcome.
So you know, we're going to wrap things up here, but we'll put on all of our posts. I don't want to say it over, you know, on this audio because it's a mess. The, our ConvertKit email, mm-hmm, subscription. So it's a bit.ly link, bit.ly. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird to say. So we'll put it on our posts. We'll put it on our, you know, maybe our Buzzsprout, but we'll put it on our X and Facebook and YouTube, Instagram. But it's a way to subscribe to our email list. You get a free tasting mat sent to you once you confirm your subscription through your email. But it's, again, another way for people to stay in touch with us. And at least if something were to happen on any of these other social platforms, we'll be able to contact you. It's what we have now. It's maybe not the best way, but we're working on it. So
and help us out. If you enjoy this podcast, you enjoy the content, everything we do from the podcast side to social media to breweries we go and visit and give them more voice and exposure and things like that. It's a very small price to pay, $5 a month to support this. So we appreciate any subscriber who subscribes on Patreon, anybody who's following us on social media and helps us out with exposure and to continue this podcast.
Patreon's growing, and we've got another video we're going to release here soon.
Yep.
A recent video from New Orleans. So, thanks for everything, and we enjoy doing this. And
I know this episode has been kind of lengthy, but we'll just blame Teabag Jeff.
That's right.
All right, everybody. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, Hopheads. Frank here.
And Roman. Welcome to Brews and Banter, the podcast where we sip and spill the funniest stories over a cold one.
We're not just brewing laughs and comedy. We also discuss life stories and current events in every episode.
Follow the frolic on our socials, where we brew up more than just banter. Check out linktree.com/brewsandbanter for all the goods.
And guess what? We've got a VIP section. Join our Patreon for exclusive content, behind-the-scenes brew secrets, and maybe even a blooper reel or two.
Subscribe, laugh, and unlock the full Brews and Banter experience. Because life is too short for bad beer and boring stories. Cheers.